Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Today we're talking about SMART goals. Of course, during coach training, a big focus of the work we do is about goal setting. We're there supporting clients to create meaningful change, and a big part of that is them determining what it is they want, setting their goals, and then figuring out how they're moving toward them. What's fascinating is that how goals are defined and planned for makes a difference in the outcome. Back in 1981, a consultant named George T. Doran coined the term SMART goals. At that time, the definition for it was specific, meaning target a specific area for improvement. Now, keep in mind, we're starting to get a hint already. His focus was working with organizations. The M in SMART stood for measurable. Quantify, or at least suggest, an indicator of progress. A, assignable. Specify who will do it. Again, really clear that this is supporting organizations where the work was being done by this individual. Realistic. State what results can realistically be achieved given available resources. And then T, time related. Specify when the result can be achieved. Later on, the term SMART goals was expanded and they added ER at the end of it, smarter, with two more things. The E stands for evaluated, an appraisal of a goal to assess the extent to which it has been achieved. And then R, reviewed, reflection and adjustment of your approach or behavior to reach a goal. The definition or acronym has evolved over time. A common version today, not the only version because there are many, is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. The challenge with this particular version is that when you use the terms achievable and realistic, somebody has to make a judgment call. Somebody has to decide whether or not something is achievable and realistic. Let's consider the examples. Probably you've heard about Kentucky Fried Chicken, and you may know the story that Colonel Sanders, the actual person that founded Kentucky Fried Chicken, really, did it when they were 65. And if you said to that person at the age of 65, you are starting something that is going to be an international chain of restaurants, is that achievable and realistic? What do you think the answer may have been? I know that for me, when I started the Center for Coaching Certification, if I worried about achievable and realistic, I probably never would have started. I would have said, yeah, it's probably not achievable or realistic. And I would have been afraid to move forward. So a different version then for SMART goals becomes specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-related. So our key differences are instead of achievable, we're saying actionable, and instead of realistic, we're saying relevant. Let's talk about the reasons behind that. Actionable. It means action can be taken. If you think about working with a client in a coaching relationship on goals, yes, we have them get specific and measurable. What exactly is it they want? An important piece to that, as a sidebar, is that it's what they want it to be, not what they don't want it to be. And there's a big difference there. Once they define what they do want, their internal motivation is going to be a huge indicator of success. Because if somebody is externally motivated, they have a short-term impact and less of a commitment to it. They're less likely to be successful. When they're internally motivated, there's a much deeper level of commitment and they're more likely to be successful. So what does that mean to us? It means we want that internal motivation. If a goal is relevant to somebody, that speaks to their internal motivation. It's important to them. The meaning of it is significant. When we say actionable, it means they have the opportunity for being proactive. Because if you're setting a goal, you're internally motivated, your next piece is planning exactly how you're going to move toward that, the strategies, the action steps that you're going to take. And actionable is absolutely essential. There's got to be things you can do. If you're unable to take those steps, then you don't have any control over achieving that goal. So actionable speaks to it being what you want. That brings us back to right where we were, a current version of specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-related. Imagine working with a client and you're asking them, what do you want? And they say to you, I want to be a better communicator, which is, by the way, one of the common reasons people do engage a coach. Your next step is to ask them, what do you mean by better communicator? And then you ask them, how will you know when you're there? So that you're getting specific and you're getting measurable. Then you're asking them, what does it mean to you to be a better communicator, to achieve that goal? And I know we're taking the A and the R out of order. It's okay. You can switch them. Either way works. And you find out what it means to them. This is where it's relevant. It's important and significant and has value for them. Their internal motivation is coming out. From there, you move into, and what will you do so that you are a better communicator and achieve that goal? And it's digging into actions they can and will take to move them forward. In terms of communication, what are those actions? Sometimes it's going and taking a class. Sometimes it's researching online, getting books, getting audiobooks. Alternatively, there are different activities people do during the coaching session. For example, having a client explain a conversation that occurred, talk through what they noticed in their observations, and then consider what they want to do differently if that same conversation occurs again. In other coaching sessions, it may be you role play the conversation. Whether you're the client and they're the other person, or vice versa, or both. Role-playing the conversation that's coming up gives them a chance to practice. Practice what they want to say, practice how they want to say it. Learning communication supports them in terms of achieving being that better communicator. Your job is working with them on their actions, what they're doing specifically to get there. And of course, another part of the coaching is the time-related piece. Each of these action steps, by when are they doing it? To ensure they're on track with the timeline they want. Let's do a different example. Let's say you're working with a client and they say to you, I want to lose 50 pounds. Many of us say, okay, well, that's specific and measurable. Here's the pushback to it. They're telling you what they don't want. They don't want the 50 pounds. The question becomes, what do they want? And that may be a weight they want to be at. It may be a size they want to be at. So if your client says, well, currently I weigh 200, I want to weigh 150. Okay, now they have a specific measurable goal of what they do want it to be. And then you continue your conversation. What does it mean to you to weigh 150 pounds? Now, if your client tells you, well, then people won't think I'm so fat, that's an external motivation. We want how it's relevant to them personally. And so when they start saying things like, I'll have more energy, my clothes will fit better, I'll feel better, that's relevant to the client. It's their internal motivation. And of course, you support them with their actions. What are they doing? Are they evaluating what they're eating? Are they evaluating their exercise, a combination of both? Are they noticing how much water they're drinking? Are they getting enough sleep? There's a myriad of actions around that goal. And once they've listed those, ensuring that they're time related, which action is happening when to move them forward. If we want to use the expansion of evaluated and reviewed, that's an opportunity in the coaching relationship as well, because they come back and you're asking them what updates they want to share. How's it working? How are the actions supporting them? And so they're evaluating it and then reviewing, reflecting, and adjusting. This is working, this isn't. How do they want to adjust? What do they want to do differently in support of achieving that goal? Ultimately, having a goal that is specific and measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-related means the client is empowered for moving toward that goal. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.